Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're tuned into Life is a Sacred Journey. Every week, we bring a new perspective to aging and caregiving. Here is your host, Michelle Paul.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are joining us from the virtual community of Life is a Sacred Journey. It is my honor and privilege to be with you always every Friday morning at 8 a.m. My name is Michelle Pope, and I am the host of Life is a Sacred Journey. This is my virtual living room today, and the reason you're in my virtual living room is because I stayed home today. I stayed home, and because tomorrow I'm celebrating one of the most incredible experiences of my life, is I am going to watch my daughter get her degree from St. Mary's College, and I am excited, overjoyed, and I couldn't find my keys this morning, or my wallet. So I decided, let it go. See if you can make it happen here. And I even found out that we can log into Blog Talk Radio on the computer without having to dial from a landline. So I have learned some incredible things this morning. Thank you, Felicia, for always being with me, beside me, and, you know, just really guiding me through this process. And I want to thank her for these beautiful earrings. If anybody is my Facebook friend, you already know it matches a tattoo this way that I have that means a great deal to me. And so, Felicia, thank you for these beautiful, beautiful earrings for Mother's Day and my birthday. I really appreciate them. So I also want to show you, I hope you can see, wait a minute, I'm going to have to get rid of the virtual. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to get rid of this because you won't be able to see this if I don't. This came in the mail on Wednesday, I believe, and I also got my personal placard that was signed. So this is Dr. Robert Pearl's book, How the Culture of Medicine Kills Doctors and Patients Uncaring, by Robert Pearl, MD. And, of course, we already know about, he's the best-selling author of the book Mistreated. And it talks about what's going on in the healthcare system and how important it is that we get that handled and done. You know, get doctors feeling better about their jobs and people understanding that they should be in partnership with their physician and not just, you know, yeah, it's a partnership and ask questions. But this is a great book. I'm already on, let's see, how far have I gone? I'm on page 84 already, but in a minute to read all these books. I have so many books. Right now I'm reading this, and I'm also reading a book called Cast. And anyone who is interested about, you know, what's happening in the world as it relates to all the things that occur when it in our system and the bias and all of that, it's a really good book. And if I... maybe my daughter will bring it to me and I'll show you the cover before the end of our podcast this morning. So I want to thank you all so much for coming and for being a part of Life is a Sacred Journey. We are here because you show up. And so I want to talk a little bit today because I've been in a battery, and I'm going to call it that. I've been in the trenches of Zoom. I've been on all these meetings, and I'm not going to put the virtual background back. Maybe I better, because I got family that might get mad at me because you can see their photos. There we go. And they're not a part of this. They're my family. And unless I ask them, I don't like to throw them out there. But I also, want to do a shout out to Bob and Debbie Donnelly, who became grandparents for the first time. Shannon, congratulations on your beautiful baby girl. And to Emma, who just graduated also and will be going off to law school. The Donnelly family here in Concord are one of my favorite families. They're my bestest friends. They've been my friends for a very long time. And actually since like Jade was in kindergarten. So that's 22 years that I've known them. And they have always been great people, great friends, great. Just Deb was Jade's Girl Scout leader and just filled with love and for me, for Jade, and for the whole family. So congratulations, Donnelly family. You have so much to be happy about, and may God bless your growing family. And Bob, you look good as a grandpapa. All right. So also, I want to do a shout out. I just got something from somebody. Hold on. Let me see what it is. The other is I want to share, I've been in all these Zoom meetings over the last week, and the conversation has come up about how much we have lost, not only lost in the last 15 months due to COVID, the lack of freedom to go where we wanted to go, the lack of being able to hug people that we love or be in physical proximity with people that we love. Being cautious and wearing masks and showing up with only half of our face showing, and where people like me, I use my whole face as an expression. And it has created grief. We are all in a little bit of PTSD. We are all experiencing grief. My friend Ann, last night, I realized that, you know, her husband passed away, and the anniversary came around, a wedding anniversary. I mean, so much has happened to us that we experience in our lives loss. Poor Carla, who is a program director here at ASEB, lost her beautiful grandmother, who we shared her with you on Life is a Sacred Journey when she called in to wish me a happy birthday, and she has now moved on. But while we know her body is somewhere else and her soul is flying, we will miss her. And that's what this is all about. Bob, my good friend Maureen Dixon, lost her dad and 93 years old, but what a valuable and engaging life he had. I had the honor of meeting with him and had the honor of being the officiating his celebration of life. And that's what we do. We celebrate the lives of people, but when we can't come together, there's a deep chasm of loss and despair when we can't do it that way. We have traditions as individuals that we take into every experience, and when we can't take them and exercise them, we feel a sense of loss. So I'm going to talk about I've been pondering this. This is my pondering for today. How we maintain joy in a time of all this crisis, and a time when joy seems like this thing that you actually sometimes feel guilty expressing in a time when there's so much pain and sorrow. But joy, there's a wonderful, there's a stanza or a verse in it that says, you know, pain may be with you in the night, but joy comes in the morning light. And I know I didn't get the whole thing right. Somebody out there who knows it, write it in the chat so they get it, so you can share it right with our siblings of Life is a Sacred Journey. But again, in the morning, or what Annie, the sun will come up tomorrow, you know, I mean, no, it all seems cliche, but it is a part of our human psyche to seek joy. It is a part of our human psyche to be loved. It is a part of our human psyche to laugh. Our DNA gets so excited when we laugh. That's why we cry when we laugh. That's why we our bellies. Oh, I've laughed so hard sometimes, and I know you have. You know, write in the chat the experience, like when you laugh so hard that your belly hurts the next day, your muscles and your stomach were just like, ah, like you had done all these sit-ups, but it was from laughter, and from joy, and from engagement, because somebody had to say something that tickled you, you know, or those moments where you look at a child. I was looking at Deb's granddaughter and her grandfather holding her, and I could see, even in the Zoom on Facebook, the joy in his face. It probably mirrored the same joy that he had when he held his own two daughters, but it expanded because now there's another level of life that is happening in their family. And so the joy just gets bigger and bigger and bigger the more that we add to it. And yes, as we add, others will go away. One of the wonderful reasons that I love trees, you all know this because I'm going to be buried in a tree, is because when you cut a tree, the circles of the life of that tree tell a story that is so profound. It tells you when the tree was in drought. It tells you when the tree was attacked by all kinds of bugs. It tells you when it was raining and it was a lush season, or where it was too much rain and bugs and things happened, mold and stuff happened. That tree, as long as it is alive, is creating circles of life that tell you exactly what's happening or happened in the life of that tree. We are similar to that. We can hide it like I did this morning. I went to Sephora this week and got some really cool makeup, and I've hid from you every single shadow this morning. I even bought concealer, you know. The universe must have known that I was going to be doing this from home. But that doesn't mean anything. I can never conceal the stories of my life. I am a combination. You are a combination of all those stories, the births in your life, the deaths in your life, the graduations, the barbecues, the all of it. The circles of your life are right there and living inside of you. You are a living tree. You are a living being that has so many stories to tell. And when you share your stories, you always help somebody else. You know, when I share my story that a lot of people don't know because you only know about Milton and Jade. You know, that's who you see. That's who you know. You haven't known me in a time where there was another child. There is folks among you out there in Life is a Sacred Journey, like Sandy, who know, and that my son passed away. I never in a million years, I wanted to die. Jade wasn't even born. I wanted to die. And I wanted to be angry at the world and at God and at everything for this thing that was happening to me and to my son. And then I felt guilt because this child was born at a time in my life where I wasn't probably the best parent in the whole wide world. And did I give him everything? And I grieved and I felt guilty and I couldn't dream, I couldn't plan, I couldn't do anything. And I remember, I don't know who the person is. I actually can't remember the person, but the person said to me, we are all given a purpose. We are all given a schedule of how long we're going to walk in this flesh. And nothing you could have done or didn't do would have prevented that or changed that trajectory. And I embraced that. And then life went on and I didn't think about it a lot. And one day, Jay, as a young little child, eight or 9 years old, said to me, where are the pictures of my brother? And mommy, going, well, it's pictures of Milton all around here. And she said, no, I'm talking about the brother that I never met. And I looked around my house, and there was not one iota of presentation of this child. And I had done that because when I was grieving, it was causing me too much pain. I'm happy to say that's not the way it is right now. And I'm happy to say that I now can live in the joy of a life well lived, in a life that came through me, through the grace of God, and a life that changed me forever. If there was anything that came out of that experience, I am forever changed because his life tiptoed through my life for a very short period of time, but tiptoed through it nonetheless. And so we have to live out our grief. We have to feel it. We have to embrace it so we can move on to the next place in that grief journey. It does not mean that when birthdays come up, particularly his birthday or the holiday season because he passed away right before Christmas, that I don't have those moments. And those of you who are around me more know that I'm sad. I have sad moments during those times. But at the end of the day, I also now experience joy. I remember the first beach visit. I remember the first time I was called mommy. I remember all of that now, not with grief, but with joy. The joy of knowing that I was so present in a life and that that life walked through mine. So we have all experienced grief in this last 15, 16, whatever now, wherever we are in this whole COVID journey. But I want to give you some ideas around, you know what, I just thought, I'll tell you after, but I want to give you some joy maintaining tips. I brought it up. Hold on. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. I don't have my paper, so I'm going to bring this up on my phone. Because I really want joy is the topic today, and it's how to experience joy in your life, and it's imagine happiness. Okay, I told you why we're at my house this morning, my virtual living room. I got up. A little late, but totally enough time to make it to my office. I couldn't find my keys. I couldn't find, my wallet. I couldn't find the box that I had my earrings in that I knew that I wanted to wear these because I wanted Felicia to see them on me. I couldn't find anything. I put the kettle on the stove and I forgot to turn it because I was running to take a shower. Everything this morning was very chaotic. I got in the car and I started cracking up. And I said to Jade, I am not rushing, trying to drive 100 miles an hour to get to the office so I can be on time for my virtual family. I need to be on time for them. And I don't want to be stressed when I say good morning to them. I took all my stuff out of the car with the help of my trusty aide, Jay Davis, and we brought it all back in the house. I had time for her to help me with my makeup. We had time to chit-chat. I got my cup of coffee here, and I let go of the chaos that the moment was creating for me, and I chose happiness. Okay? Write happiness in the chat. Choose happiness. That's the number one thing. So choose happiness. That's the number one thing. Write it in the chat right now. Imagine it. Imagine that the activity is going to create happiness. Don't go in to situations. I'm going in next week to get my eyes checked because I think that Zoom is doing something to them. I have cataracts and they're not ready to be for the 2020 vision glass eye thing to happen. But I'm going into that joyful because I'm going to get some new glasses. I don't care what she tells me about the cataract. She may tell me you need to take some rest from Zoom. Whatever she tells me, I'm taking a happiness and a joyful attitude into that situation because it's not going to be bad because I won't let it be. It's not going to be bad. And even if it were, I would get over it. Memorize happiness in your body. What does your body feel like when you're happy? I'm so happy right now, you could scrape me off the ceiling because Jade and I have been on a mother-daughter journey since she was born. And now the parts of that journey moving into the next phase of her life, I am so overjoyed for her. I'm overjoyed for me because we get to hang out as grown women, or as the kids say, grown-ass women out in the world. And I'm excited. I can continue to learn from her. And I know what happiness feels like. Memorize it. Memorize it in your body. It's in your DNA. It's in your blood. But memorize it. Reframe your fate. Reframe your fate. Somebody write that in the chat. Reframe your fate. Just like I did this morning. I could have gotten in that car and tried to make it. And by the time you guys saw me at 8 o'clock, I would have been a mess. I would have hid it from you. I would have hid it from you. But inside, I would have been a chaotic mess because one, I couldn't even find the key for the lock for the front gate. I mean, I literally could not find things this morning. I kept thinking there was a gremlin that visited us last night and moved everything around, but no, they didn't. So reframe your fate. Strategically diffuse worry. Strategically diffuse worry. And what that means is breathing, have a plan. That's what it means. When you know you're going into that worry space, like I was getting ready to go into the stratosphere. I was getting ready to call Felicia and go, you got to play an old, I was ready to give up. And then I came over here and looked at the Blog Talk Radio screen and found out I could have been calling you all on the Blog Talk Radio screen forever. Didn't know it. There goes that New York accent, Betty. I didn't know it. And today I'm sitting here and the sound's probably going to be even better because it's in the computer being recorded at the same time as the podcast. Strategically diffuse your worry. And if something can't be done, you don't have time for it, you can't do it, do not beat yourself up. I'm learning. Don't beat yourself up for what you cannot do in a day. I don't know who made a day 24 hours. I'll be pondering that after I leave you this morning. But that's all we get in a day. And in that day, we should be giving ourselves more love, more time, giving ourselves individually more of our own personal energy so that when we collectively go out into the world, we're going out to the world as whole and happy people. Not always happy. We're going to live through the abyss of pain and grief and sorrow. But when we live a joyful life, we will find the courage to make it through those situations in a way that is so profound. So profound. Experience the bliss of blamelessness. Oh, this is where I am so happy. Judgment is almost completely out of my life. I'm not going to tell you I'm human and judgment comes up for me a lot, right? Like, oh, I'm judging this person or whatever. No. But blamelessness means is a part of that, not judging, and judging people based on the shoes that you walk in and not the shoes that they're walking in, because you don't understand what's at the bottom of their foot inside their shoe. There may not be a soul at the bottom of their foot in their shoe, and they're walking on concrete while you're wearing naturalizers that have a nice cushion. Person with sore feet is not a happy person. You got to walk a mile and not blame people for everything. We've become a society that throws everybody under the bus for everything that we or individually choose to do. I'm going to say that again. We have become a society that loves to blame other people, other things for the choices that we make as individuals. Stop blaming everybody. Stop blaming yourself for the mistakes that you made. Mistakes are made for our whole lifetime, and hopefully we learn from them. There's a great song called We Fall. I can't remember who sings it, but it says, we fall down, but we get up, because a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. So we're all going to make mistakes. So let's not blame each other for the mistakes that we make because of our own choices. I've made so many bad mistakes in my life. You know, there was a time that I blamed my parents for some things, and I thought about it, and it's like, they didn't have a dime in that quarter. I made that decision on my own. But it was easier to blame them for what they didn't do or they didn't say or whatever. They gave me the best that they had. And it was up to me to move to the next place and move to the next place. It wasn't up to me to carry that blame. And when I let that blame go about what I was blaming them for, I loved my parents so much more. And I wish I had had more time to tell them how much I appreciated everything that they did for me and not just blame them for what they didn't. Got to get rid of that, because it'll eat up the years of your life. It will eat up that 24 hours in a way that you have no time for yourself. The next is, let go of feeling busy, Michelle Pope. You know, I come from the time in our culture where running around saying you were a type A person made everybody think you were the greatest thing since apple pie and whatever. Oh, I'm a type A person. I can multitask. Woo-hoo-hoo, look at me. I'm so great. Five years ago, whatever, however long it was, when I was diagnosed with cancer, I had to let go of feeling busy. Feeling, because now I'm not busy. I'm engaged in the world. I have three separate lives that I live, and I'm engaged in all of them fully when I'm present. And then when I'm not present in those things, I hang. I've been hanging in my house, just chilling, just doing nothing, turning on music, walking through my house. I got a hallway that's long enough for a soul line, and if you were here, you would see me getting down to Mary J. Blige on a regular basis. Being so busy. It's okay not to have anything on your calendar. And I'm always surprised when I don't. Those of you who know me, when I look at my calendar and I go, oh my gosh, I don't have anything planned. But what I've learned to do through my counselor is I X out days on my calendar now, deliberately and randomly, just X them out. And then I write no on the page to prevent me from putting anything there, because I wasn't giving enough time to myself, and I was glorifying in being busy, and because it made me feel value, and it made me, and I'm just talking about, I'm not talking about you, I'm just sharing with you so that maybe some of these things can help you look at yourself. I'm not judging you. I'm not telling you that you need to be like me. I'm laying myself bare authentically to you so that you understand the things that I've done to change the terrible trajectory that I was on, that I feel would have would shorten my life. Just running from here to there, everywhere. I'm getting ready to say no to some Zoom meetings. I'm not doing back-to-back Zoom meetings anymore. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to be as available. And you know what? The world's not going to end. It was here before I came, and it'll be here when I'm in my tree. Unless somebody pushes a button, and we pray that never happens. Never. That peace becomes a way that we navigate this earth. So let go of feeling busy. Live in the silence sometimes. Live in the moment sometimes. And then seek the good in others. Seek the good in others. I'm going to share a beautiful story. Something beautiful happened to me yesterday. I was driving home. I had picked up my beautiful daughter, and I was driving home, and I looked over on the grass, and there was a unsheltered brother, fellow human, who I know now because I have taken him food and water and a blanket and things of that nature. But I happen to look over because I always look over to see that he's there, because when he's not there, I look for him in certain places that I know he hides. And there was a woman in scrubs giving him a bag of food. And I was like, wow. I said to Jade, look, that's my buddy over there. Look at the ladies giving him some food. It took enough time for me to be at the left-hand turn and for her to be in the lane next to us. And I rolled down the window and I said, my sister, thank you so much for lending a helping hand and bringing my friend some food. She said, oh, of course. She said, I bring him food too. She said, we're all in this together. She goes, I love him and I love you. She said, I love you. I said, I love you too. Total stranger. Total stranger. I said, be well, my sister. Have a glorious evening. And I am so thankful to be on this planet with you. No exchange of names. I know what she looks like. If I ever see her again and the pandemic is over, I'll grab her and hug her. But we were two human beings. We each have done the same activity for the same person, but our lives are separate. But the three lives came together in that moment. And that created so much joy for me. As I went around the corner, made my left-hand turn, and she went straight, and we waved and toot-tooted our horns, I realized we have a chance, human family. We have a chance to really change this world from a place of hatred, from a place of disdain for the color of a person's skin, for their sexuality, for their whatever, their age, their abilities, whether they're bright or not bright. We have made so many titles that we want people to live into that have nothing to do with the purpose of that individual and what they were created for. I don't have to be what anybody wants me to be. I just have to be the best me and do no harm to another me or another I or another we. I have to walk into those spaces with joy, and I'm not always joyful. So I want to make sure you understand I am not always joyful. I experience pain on a regular, but I never will let it get like, choke me and take me to a dark place where I will abuse another human being. I'm like a bear. I come in my house and I lick my wounds and I cry and I take showers and take baths and light candles, pray to God, and then I go right back out into the world. And I try to bring my authentic, loving, caring self. And when I'm poopy and scoopy and not able to be that, then I leave people alone because, again, I do not want to do harm. I know what it feels like when harm is done. Harm is inflicted upon me, unfortunately, on a regular basis, and for reasons that you all know, we don't even have to go down that yellow brick road or down that rabbit hole. But I choose not to allow that person to tear my soul apart because they have never known love, because they have never been told that they matter. Only people who have not been loved and understand how magnificently they are made attack other people. Only I people attack other people. And we got to become the we. If you're a parent, a new parent, or a parent out there still raising little people, stop being ugly in front of your little people. Little people are like plants. Everything you give that plant affects the growth of the plant. We don't need new people coming into this story, the human story, who have not been loved. They don't need all the crap that you buy them. I'm telling you, they don't. They don't. And one day they won't even remember all the crap that you bought them. But they'll remember the three books read. I have a dear friend whose daughter reads and sings to her son every night. Every night she's imprinted a pattern of love and ease of the evening with her son, that he will remember when he's 100 years old, and that will matter more than anything she could have bought him, other than a bicycle probably, because I remember the bicycle that my dad bought me. But you know what I'm saying. We have become a society that has treated relationship through a capitalistic lens with no thought. We just go willy-nilly giving gifts and do. Look at what Felicia did. I don't know where she got these. I don't know if she had these made. But because we have an intentional, loving, and caring relationship, she noticed something that many people don't even see, and it's this tattoo. And then she sent these to me. They're simple and loving and caring. But that's not the same as saying, instead of giving you my time, instead of giving you all my talent and all my love and all my patience, I'm going to buy you something because that's going to make you happy. It's not. It's not. The other thing is loving them means holding them. Holding their hands. I still hold my children's hands when I'm with them. I cup my arm in their arm when I'm with them. Because that's what I want them to remember. I want them to remember the essence of my life. I want them to understand how much I love them. And all that other stuff. The PlayStations and all that other crap that I invested in. It's cool if they want to remember that, but that's really not important to me. So we have an opportunity to change the earth if we're brand new people, because parents, please, please, and stop pushing your kids so hard. Another story. Jade was an athlete all through high school, a very great athlete, track, basketball. And I dreamed a dream that she was going to go to college and run track and play basketball and la, la, la. And that young lady came to me and said, that's not what I want to do. I'm burnt out on it. I did it. And I'm going to tell you, I felt some kind of way about that. I was like, the hell is going on here? But then I realized, stop, Michelle, it's not your life. That's not what she wants to do. Find out what she wants to do and love her through that, walk with her through that, experience it with her, and be okay. Because your disappointment and her living out your dream will only create a barrier between you and her, you and she. You see how we roll? And we don't know it when it's happening, but that's why Dr. Pearl's one statement, I mean, he said a lot of things that resonate and I'll take into my life forever. But when he said, when you say something or you think something, stop a minute, discern about it. Is it biased? Is it this? It's the same kind of thing in your relationships with those that you love. I just think life is a sacred journey. I think it is the most incredible opportunity that a soul is given to walk with other souls and to learn from each other and not crash into each other with our own stuff. Slowly but surely, as I get older, I'm shedding the scales and the bad stuff from my psyche, from my flesh, from my being, and I'm trying to reach out into the world in a better place. And I hope that you will join me in that sacred journey. And before I leave you today, I am going to read to you, because I want you to know, I found a wonderful philosopher. I pray that he comes back up. I found him yesterday. There he is. There he is. I love him. I found him. Okay. His name is Daisaku Ikeda. He's a Japanese peacemaker. I love that. I want us all to become peacemakers. And he has a beautiful quote. And I'm going to find it for you. Okay, here it is. There may be times when others seem inviolable, but others are others and you are you. Rather than comparing your joys and sorrows to those of others, you should aim to suppress your limits in the situation you are in right now. Who can do this are the true victors in life. So, be a victor in life. Be a peacemaker. Be able to not stifle your dreams so you can plan and you can do. Be the change you want to see in the world. And know that joy is yours. It is yours. It's a gift from the universe, and it is yours. There is no reason that you should never experience joy, even on the other side of grief and pain. You can do it. We can do it. I also want to say good morning to Doc. Doc is a beautiful human being who shares sunsets. I don't know where he is in the world, but they're beautiful sunsets. And I am a part of that beautiful community where we come together about 400 deep, 500 deep, and just watch the sunset. And Doc helps us to get through that process. And so before I let you go, I'm going to let go of this virtual for a minute because there's something that I want to do and share with you. Let me get rid of this. All right. What did I do with it? Okay, so I brought this candle out of my living room today because I want to light it for Carla's grandmother and for all for Bob for Lee Sherman, for everybody that has lost someone, for all those people who have left us and gone before us to, if you're for me, prepare a place, for all the ancestors, for all of us, who we all have ancestors, so it's not just an African word, or it's our ancestors who came before us and planted the seeds for our lives. I light this candle for them and say thank you for everything that you did, that you sacrificed to ensure that we would have the lives that we have. Your life is not a mistake, and we honor you. And so let's just take a moment, just a moment before I say goodbye, a moment of silence for all those individuals that we have lost even just this week. All right, my friends, I'm going to put it here so you can see it. I pray that the week will be a good week for you, that you will have nothing but joy in your life. And if something bad happens, I'm not telling you to ignore it, but choose to live on the other side of it. Choose to live on the side of joy, and you will make it through. And together, we will make it through. This is Life is a Sacred Journey. I am Michelle Pope, your host. This was my number 6 pondering, I think. I don't know what it was. But I want to thank you all so much in the virtual neighborhood for coming and visiting with us every single Friday at 8 a.m. Please hit the share button and subscribe, because it means a lot to what we're trying to do. But be well. Hug yourself. Love yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I am fine just the way I was created, and I am beautifully made. Beauty is not the crap that is not this lipstick. It's not all this makeup that I have around my eyes to get rid of my dark circles. The beauty of a person is what they bring to the story. So be well, my friend. Peace to you, and enjoy the weekend, and I love you. Thank you, Life is a Sacred Journey family. Without you, we would not be. Thank you, Felicia. Thank you, all of you who joined us this morning. Be safe out there. Enjoy your life. Live it to the fullest. Live it to the fullest. Thank you so much for joining us. Peace out.